Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, let's talk about another topic that's coming up because of COVID-19. And I'm tired of hearing people say the lockdown. Should I change it to shutdown? Because we've never really been locked down, right?
We meaning the upstate of South Carolina?
Would you consider what we experienced as a lockdown?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
No, I can't call what happened here was on a lockdown.
No.
I think what we'd call this around here is pussyfooting around. That's what you would say.
All right.
We had a partial closure. You could call it that.
Yeah. Partial closure is good. So
he's constipated.
Well,
I am.
Did you say foot?
Foot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you added any new subscription services to help you get through the partial close down? Or what did you say? Partial shutdown.
You said you want Fat Boy to take part of his clothes off.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
I
okay.
want to make sure.
Take
that
your top down. No, in fact, I've deleted one of them.
Yeah, I got rid of a couple. I got rid of HBO, which I had through Prime Video, and then I brought it back because I was able to sign up for HBO Max at a discount.
Show off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that one.
Let me get that promo code.
That's a good one.
You just sign up in advance and you get it.
HBO Max?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll be fine.
I have to inquire on something.
Matt's going to get it.
About that.
About?
HBO Max and HBO Now.
HBO Now becomes HBO Max.
Thank you.
As far as I know.
It's a picture of Max Casella.
Mm-hmm.
And you click on his gold chain to enter the app.
Doogie Howser's friend.
Well, according to the study found a third of us have added new apps or streaming services.
Okay.
Because I guess it's a way to get through either killing time or just you're bored.
Cue the Clint Black.
You've gone through. Sir. I mean, because if you look at one movie service, you're thinking, oh no, I've watched everything. And then you go to the next one. So maybe that's why people are adding. Parents were almost twice as likely to say they've added a new subscription because they need to keep those kids occupied.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you already had to do that, so you probably already had all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's, as far as apps, if you want to go that route, I was told by one person, this is work-related stuff, I was told by one person that I needed to download Skype, which I did. And then I was told by another person, hold on, that I needed to download Slack. I still mm-hmm. don't know what that is, but I have it. Then I was told, hey, we're going to have this video meeting we need you to be on. I was like, cool, on Skype? They're like, no, it's on GoToMeeting. And
GoToMeeting.
You can take that. You can re-add that and put that back on.
Yeah, but look at the logo for it. It looks like the Walmart logo. And I only used it the one time. So, yes, I've downloaded.
Yeah, we all have.
bunch that I've used once, twice, and Friday, tomorrow, we're going to check out the one. Do a run through.
The virtual exercise programs, people are adding those, 8% of the people. Or they're getting a new magazine or newspaper subscription. Put that online.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I guess people share passwords for that too, right? Like, hey, can I get your New York Times password?
Well, like some of this stuff will give you like a bunch of profiles. I'm like, well, I'm paying for it. Why do I want to give out like 4 free accounts?
Like, well, some of them you set up for the kids to put restrictions on there.
So, they go, yeah.
I was going to say, though.
They're going to have
him. Let's look who daddy is. You don't put restrictions, do you?
I mean, he would know how to get it worked around.
I was going to say, they'll find it regardless.
Well, food delivery services are big, like Instacart or whatever you're using.
I don't know that one.
The dashing and the hubbing and the squadron.
Tigering to going.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime delivery is up. Obviously, because of the convenience of that.
Dude, Target, which a lot of it's attributed, I'm sure, to online, but their quarter to quarter went up like 175% during this.
Oh, man, they were killing it.
Target.
It was when the home improvement warehouses were killing it, so was Target, killing it. Everybody
Target
was just more
Target. Than Walmart, though, which was kind of astonishing.
Yeah, they're about to come off some of that money.
Who, Walmart?
Target.
Why?
Because that employee got their arm broken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So the big streaming services, Hulu, Netflix, and Disney Plus, 17% of us have added at least one to our entertainment.
Yep.
Selection.
I have Hulu.
Yeah, you got the Hulu.
I have Hulu.
You still cutting the cord, Matt?
Cord's been cut, but we paid through like a few more days, so it's still there.
Okay.
So you have the live service with Hulu.
We're going to try it without, but I think that
you will soon.
Certain programming will need me to go the $50 tier.
See,
still a hell of a bargain compared.
Strip down the internet and all the. By the way, next time if you still have any of those, look at the one-time fee that you've been paying every single month. Okay, that's not a commercial for it now, but just by cutting out the cable and getting Hulu, I'm saving $135 a month.
Yeah, without franchise fees,
Universal FCC taxes. Fees. I don't want to pay the universe. I don't have proof they exist.
Are you getting the option with or without commercials? Because I tried the basic.
That's what I got the basic.
I mean, if you want to like watch TV and like have a good experience, you should not use anything Hulu related ever.
Why do you said that yesterday off the air? Why? Yeah. It's the search engine's kind of tough to.
It's just, user interface sucks.
Yeah.
If you do it and you have different profiles for every member of the family, it works.
Yeah.
I've got it for free and I don't even use it.
Oh, can I get that password? Can I get that password?
Through the cell phone company. But I don't use it.
But our watching things aren't the same. You know how to pick up your likes and dislikes, your likes as far as their algorithm goes about what they push out to you to watch?
I don't know if they got Judge Judy or Shark Tank. They might. They might have a box set of Shark Tank.
I've already seen all the Shark Tanks. That's
You're
not
just,
bothering me.
Really? All of them. I mean, I like them, but
I've been swaying away from Judge Judy and People's Court to kind of just get. It's when you decide, hey, I'm going to kick the H. I'm not going to do heroin anymore. So I'll just do a little bit here and there. And then Friday, I won't do any more heroin.
Did you really like it or was it a guilty pleasure? Because
I loved it.
Yeah, the guilty pleasure. You'll find another.
I wanted to watch College Hill in a Different World, and they didn't have it. So I didn't watch it.
What is that on? TV One?
Yeah, Basketball Wire.
I know. It would always piss me off. That's a problem with any kind of cable provider. First of all, your interface looks like MS-DOS. It's not easy to work at all. The other thing is it needs to highlight the channels you do not get. Because when I click on them, it takes 5 seconds for the blue screen to come up and say, you want that? You need to upgrade. It's like, I want to watch the Jeffersons. I don't want the whole TV One tier. I'm not going to watch anything Don Lemon. I'm not going to watch Soul Train reruns.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to watch... I'd watch some good times.
I'm not watching any old reality TV. I'm just done. Tapped out on that. Sorry, Fat Boy. Although only one Pimple Popper. I like that.
Yeah, I don't watch any reality shows, I don't guess.
Wrestling.
Tough Enough. You didn't go back and rewatch Tough
no,
Enough?
No, it's not on anymore. I don't
Naughty
watch
Nine.
None. And
you watching
so
No Holds
big.
Barred right now?
What?
You watching No Holds Barred right now?
The movie?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
The Bachelor. Not going to do it.
Body Slam is a better wrestling movie.
Body Slam.
All right. So
wrestling with Shattis.
With Dirk Benedict.
So if you haven't made up your mind, on which ones are the best, I have a list on the best streaming services because of error or et cetera from people complaining. So here it goes. At number 5, YouTube. 13 problems per hour or one every 462 minutes.
See, that's still a problem for me with Prime is the first 2 to 3 minutes is really pixelated, buffering in, and then it just goes crystal clear. But, you know, the first 3 minutes. If I was watching porn, I'd be finished before it buffered.
Followed by Disney Plus, 12 problems per hour or one every 500 minutes.
Do you have any problem with the YouTube TV, Jim? You still have that?
Yeah, no problems. Never have any problems out of it. The other day I turned on one of the races and it was a little pixelated for the first minute or two, but then it cleared up and looked great.
Oh. Oh, was it Mark Furman?
No, not racist.
Derek Hunt?
No, one of the races.
What are you watching?
I think the one Sunday.
Oh.
So there was a tie between Hulu and Amazon Prime, both with 0.11 problems per hour watched, or one every 545 minutes. So, the best service to get? Netflix. 0.07 problems per hour watched, or one issue every 857 minutes.
Man, Roku gives me no problems out of any of them. I never have any problems streaming them. The only one that occasionally gives me issues is WWE Network. Yeah. Where it'll just randomly log me out and I got to log back in.
Roku?
Yeah, Roku is very reliable.
Do you have Haku?
No, just Ro.
Oh.
Roku Shifu.
575.
I got Ming.
King Roku, they call him.
Oh.
Why don't Netflix have live TV? Like, they should go there next.
It's not in their model.
Yes, yeah. Not.
Well, I tell you, you know what the last... Okay, here's something good on history. The last thing that I set up to DVR. Ever on my, before I cut the cord. Or the cord's been cut, but I paid into like Sunday or something. I'm going to watch Celebrity Goth.
Are you?
Yeah, that's tomorrow, right?
Mm.
Sunday. Or Sunday.
The only thing I'm excited about watching this weekend is AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sports.
A lot of sports, but yeah, that'll be good.
It'll be the highlight. PPV, brother, Saturday night.
With the golf thing is... Tom Brady and Tiger Woods against Peyton and Lefty.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
That's backwards.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that I know it's going to be on several different networks. Can I watch it on one here cussing?
I think it's just on TNT.
No, it's on True TV, TNT, and another one.
Well, Tiger's going to be cussing.
I hope so. Yeah, I want to hear Peyton Manning. I have to apologize to Tiger Woods.
Throwing touchdowns.
I feel like I hit it in the woods.
I want... Phil Mickelson's arthritis to kick in, and then Tom Brady call him a slur.
Yep.
I want them to all just have a beer bath at the 18th hole.
What if they brag about how much money they got? That would kind of be funny.
Yeah. I want Lee Trevino to come out of nowhere and run over him with a golf cart.
Yes.
Gary Player.
All that stuff.
Hmm.
Oh, look. Who is that? Fuzzy? And someone steals Tiger's golf bag.
Yeah. Yes. Away. It would be ideal.
Psych.
Making jokes like, is this a sand trap or Dustin Johnson's Coke bag?
Oh, I can't wait.
Why are you making jokes about Fuzzy like
That's
that?
That's not nice.
Or whatever those
He
people
was a
do.
Legend.
Who, Fuzzy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't play golf.
Well, people only know him because he's a racist.
That's
stuff.
True. Like, tell me what else.
I mean, everybody knows
I don't know
his
if he
name.
Ever, did he ever win a Masters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows his name because of the racist stuff.
Let me see what he wants.
His autograph is awesome because he just signs Fuzz. Like, his autograph is Fuzz. That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Or that's all he's got down there, too.
Yeah. All right, while you Google, I'm going to tell you a little science.
79, he won the Masters.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Did he ever win another major?
U.S. Open in 84 and second for the PGA Championship in 81.
Well, that ain't winning.
You ain't.
All right, science. Did you know that beards evolved so men could absorb a punch to the face?
The what?
Yes.
Really?
There was no purpose to keep you from getting whacked in the face.
It wouldn't help much at all.
Well, it's better than nothing.
It would. No. I think the hurt is the person throwing the punch. It would be a soft landing spot for the punch.
Yeah, it would.
It would not hurt less for the bearded. It would be hurt by that puss who can't grow a beard and got mad at him and punched him.
Yeah. Well, this is a study that was published in the Journal of Integrative Organismal Biology. That's their theory, that the researchers believe that beards evolved to help absorb to the face. So early humans would fight over food, and a lot of guys would get in fights. So men eventually needed a padding for their face.
I mean, that's a theory, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
If it's in, you know, a medical journal, it's
because
something
like,
published.
If cavemen were like all hair or whatever, and they just decided, you know what? I'm tired of scratching my forehead. I'm just going to cut this part off. And then his wife says,
why are you blading?
Do under eye, too. You know? And then he's like, oh, okay, I'll do a little patch here. And then all of a sudden that just took on in genealogy? Seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you say it's the scratching of the face, well, I'll show you a bunch of pictures of other animals scratching their face, and they still grow hair there.
Yeah.
Unless they have propecia.
Unless, you know, there wasn't a way to really shave it, and it was just natural, and that's how the reason why they grew it. But there had to be a reason to groom it so it's fluffy around your face, right?
Yeah.
Like, even those gorillas that scratch their ass and scratch their face, they still grow hair.
Well, yeah, well, some of those are born without butt hair exclusively.
Must be nice.
Yeah,
if,
no kidding.
Okay, does it grow all the way? Would it grow ever? Is it adaptation, or would it ever grow up to your eyes?
Fat Boy's grows up to his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes pretty high.
Mine does not grow high. Matt's is in the middle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's strange. All right, well, I know.
But then again, like, okay, then why the armpit hair? Like, why the armpit hair?
Just there, instead of, like, dangling off, like, fringe on your arm. Not,
like, why don't we have it in the fold of our neck, then? Why isn't there, like, a turtleneck of hair?
Some people still do.
I haven't had an armpit in years.
Some people have, like, hair growing up the back of their shirt and coming out the front of their shirt, like Mark Wohler stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people got all that back hair. Some people got all that chest hair.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Neck hair.
Oh, we need to call.
If we never shook hands, we'd have it on the palm of our hands.
Some people down there look like a bird's nest.
Yeah.
Downstairs?
Yeah. You're like, man, where are they at?
Let's celebrate some birthdays before we get too carried.
Celebrity birthdays.
Ricky Williams.
So Fuzzy Zeller, him. When you look back, I don't think Heisman Running Trophy. Back. I think marijuana.
Yeah, first.
Yeah,
first.
I think weed first with Ricky Williams. One of the best college football players ever.
Yeah, he's really good. Really good. Miami Hurricanes and Dolphins, right?
Took them horns.
Texas.
Oh, I thought that was Vince Young.
Longhorn. It was both.
Thank you.
Yeah, more than one person.
They set more than one per season. Ricky Williams, I don't even remember what rookie year he was. I'll just guess and say that he's 36.
42.
I think he's 40.
Ricky Williams is 43, and a man who did a very interesting solo in Beverly Hills Cop, Judge Reinhold.
Judge!
Oh, that's Brad.
I know, it's sad that that's his attribution.
Yeah.
When, you know, like Ricky Williams pot, Fuzzy Zeller racism, master's lunches, and then now that's what I think about with him.
But
I don't think of...
You don't think of Rosewood?
No, I think of...
Brad Hamilton.
Brad Hamilton.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
not Billy Rosewood, Brad Hamilton.
Let me talk to Dennis. I can probably get you on.
And Where's then after Tiger? That, I think of him being the... wasn't he the... he was the stepdad in Tim Allen. Santa Claus.
Yeah, he was.
Santa Claus 1. Or in 2, maybe. He was the
some movies like that, yeah.
The stepdad that made Tim Allen feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Because he's such a good man like Billy Rosewood.
What percent of your ass is he going to kick? 100.
How old is dude?
8 of it. Judge Reinhold, who truly was only a district attorney, if you want to get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
62, which is crazy.
That big hairy blankie is 66.
58?
Judge is 63. And Mr. T.
God. Wow. No relations to Judy, by the way.
Mr. T.
Which one of us is Mr. T? Or is she talking about the actor?
You Mr. D.
She had all one?
Right. I'll take it.
Or would you?
You.
He How didn't know it was he? A transvestite. He missed her D.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Mr. T. B.A. Baracus. I will say is 77.
70.
I'll say B.H.B. Slopus is 74.
Mr. T is 68 today.
I wonder if he puts his medical alert bracelets around his neck.
I hope so.
You and think
I'm falling, fool, and I can't get up.
You believe that story? Old Dr. D slapping him?
Yeah.
Slapping Mr. T?
That's another thing. I'd never heard that till that particular incident.
I wouldn't mess with Dr. D. I don't think Mr. T would either.
Mr. T being almost 70 is more like Mr. Low T these days.
Probably.
And lastly.
Fool.
Bobby Cox.
Oh, the legend.
Coxie.
The legend, yeah. The legendary manager of those Atlanta Braves.
Aw. When you love them.
One World Series and umpteen division titles.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Do you remember the song from back in the day? I can't find it. The Atlanta Braves song.
Which one?
They had like a fight song. No, it was like a real song. But I can't find it anywhere.
Was it the one where it was
Let's Go Atlanta? Something like that.
I think I've heard it in the past. I've seen it on YouTube at least.
Just play Sandstorm instead.
Why are they going to go 6-6?
We'll say that Bobby Cox. Bobby, I'm sorry, Fat Boys interrupted. Bobby Cox has got to be. Is it a big birthday, Paige? One
Almost.
Clue.
Almost.
79.
Almost.
79 now.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Matt. Say 79 after that.
84.
Bobby Cox is 79. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Nine, what would you call it if we put our breakfast on Bobby's chest?
Oh.
I don't know.
I hop on Cox.
Ah, there you go.
Well, I heard.
I'm now right. Thank you. You're the roses. Thank you so much. Stop throwing them. I'll catch it with my mouth. All right, we'll be back right after this. Thank you, Paige.
Your phone is a radio.
Listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Yeah. Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
Ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller? That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's weighty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop. Spellenberg. Hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop.
Ba-bow.
I could strip to that, too, I think.
We'll get to it, buddy.
I must have been a harlot in a former life. I don't know. I can sway back and forth about anything and take my britches off. AJ, how far along in school did you go?
10th grade.
Nice.
Hey, I got him. I got him by a year and a half.
Fat boy went halfway through his senior year. So, ha-ha. Yeah. All right, here we go. Word number one, remember, they get progressively harder as we go. Scream your name if you know how to spell. Word number one, LSD.
AJ.
Joey.
I heard AJ first.
LSD.
One more time?
LSD.
That's right.
Really?
I thought you could do a who's on first with him.
Now, see, you could get somebody on ecstasy, because I remember when they used to sell ecstasy at Myrtle Beach, it was spelled XTC.
Yeah.
XTC. It was cool. A little box that looked like a butterfly. I used to trip my bees off with that stuff. I'd go to Wings and get high. That was the old Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
old me, too.
Yeah, now there's
the old me.
Much harder stuff down there now.
All right. What's the scoreboard looking like over there, FB?
Joey's got one. Joey.
There's AJ.
AJ's got one.
You said Joey had one.
AJ's got one.
AJ's got one.
All right, well, somebody else keep score.
I got you.
Paige, you keep Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy keeps score.
Paige, Joey's got three.
Paige is pleading the fifth this hour. All right, here we go. Word number two, Spellenberg Dare Edition, Xanax.
You got one?
AJ.
AJ?
E-X-Y-N-A-Z.
That's incorrect.
I think you took a few of them.
Xanax.
Would you like to go for the steal? Did he just hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Joey from Chesney just hung up.
Did he?
I mean, he's not on the screen anymore.
Okay. Well, whoever's next in line gets a shot at that word, and then they can play the rest of the way.
All right, pick up on
being a one.
Just go
hole.
With line four.
It's Brittany and Morganton.
Brittany and Morganton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brittany, you'd pick good right morning. Up. See how that works? Yeah. If you'd been calling from Abbeville, we couldn't have taken your call.
No.
All right, AJ, say hello to Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Brittany.
Can
is
I
it...
try that word?
Yeah, I mean, I think she gets a shot at it, right?
You do get a shot at spelling yeah. Xanax. Spell Xanax.
Okay, it's X-A-N-X.
That's incorrect, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, damn
it. You got help and still can't get it.
Paige, what was it?
X-A-N-A-X.
That's right. Yes. It's not. I know everybody's texting in Zannies, Z-A-N-N-E-I-S or I-E-S, all that.
Now, we got a problem because we can clearly hear Brittany's tag team partner in the background.
Every time she calls.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Brittany, who are you with right now?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have three kids.
You're asking your kids how to spell Xanax?
No, that's my one-year-old.
You're asking your one-year-old how to spell Xanax?
No.
And he knew. He knew.
Do you remember her?
No.
She played the best / worst round of a game we played before
the
break.
Little leprechaun people.
Yeah, she played the worst game we ever played.
Is she the one that spelled gnomes with an N?
I think she was the last Spellenberg that was. It was the worst ever edition.
But it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the guess that accent.
That's what it was. It was the best ever.
Oh, man. Pull that and play it on the rewind in the morning. That was gold. All right, so no more cheating. Don't talk to your toddler anymore and ask him how to spell drugs, okay?
Or whatever grown man that was.
Or whoever that was. All right, so what's the scoreboard looking like right now, Flobo?
AJ's got one. Hope you don't hang up.
All right, here we go. Don't hang up, AJ. Yeah. Word number three, Spellenberg Dare Edition, is codeine. Codeine.
Brittany. C-O-N-D-I-N-E.
That's incorrect.
You say condine?
What would you do for one? What would you do for a condine bar?
Ah, you gotta play every game.
What do you say? You want to go for the that'd be the steal, AJ.
Might as well give it a shot. You don't lose a point for getting it wrong.
Codeine.
Yeah, I'll go for it. C-O-D-I-N-D-E.
No, that ain't it either. Paige, you want to spell codeine?
C-O-N-D-E.
It's not condine either.
No, it's not.
You just did condine too.
People are texting, what would you do for a Zanny bar? It's condine.
Condine.
Okay. This is fun. We need to take Brittany's number, and anytime we just...
Believe me, I got it. Okay. Type a B in the system, and it populates real quick.
Somebody spell codeine for him.
Well, I have the answer. Fatboy, you want to go for it?
Is it C-O-D-E-I-N-E?
That's right. Yeah. E before I.
It's not condine?
No.
Codeine. Yeah.
This is great. Play games all the time.
That's fun. All right, so right now, we're, two to nothing?
I know it's one to nothing, AJ.
Yeah, nobody can spell it. That's right. Okay. Damn it. All right, one to nothing. All right, here we go. Word number four, stuff. Spellenberg Dare Edition. The word is peyote. Peyote. No cheating, Britt.
AJ.
AJ.
Peyote. P-A-D. P-A-O-D-I-O.
That's not right. Brittany, spell peyote.
I spell patio.
P-E-A-D-Y-O.
It's just spelled Peabody.
What was that?
Somebody's going to spell coyote for us over with, I guarantee it. Paige, you want to take a shot? Look, it ain't easy, y'all.
Y-O-T-E.
That's coyote. Right. Peyote. Peyote.
You mean all I had to do was sound it out?
All right. Scoreboard it again?
Just wanted nothing.
Okay.
Major.
All right. Alan Here we Jr. go. We're doing best of seven. Word number five. Spellenberg Dare Edition. The word is Vicodin. Vicodin.
Brittany.
Brittany.
V-I-C-O-T-O-N-E.
Vicatone. Vicatone. That sounds like an Italian dish. I ordered OG.
Chicken vicatone is great.
AJ, what, you want to give Vicodin a shot?
V-I-K-E-N-D-I.
No.
Mike Indy?
No. That's Minnesota. Paige, you want to give it a shot? Vicodin.
I don't know. V-I-C-O-D-I-N.
That's right.
Do I spell it like you say it?
She's
like,
reading her prescription right now.
I can't take any opiates.
I know that. You used to give them to me. All right, here we go.
It's still one enough.
She's like, I can't take these pink ones. They make my stomach tore up. I said, I can.
They look like footballs.
Years ago, though.
Oh, God.
All right. Nobody can spell it. Still 1-0, I know. Word number 6, Spellenberg Dare Edition. God bless. This is going to be bad. Oxycontin.
Brittany. O-X-Y-C-O-D-I-T-O-N.
Oxycontin.
No. Oxycontin. That ain't it. Come on, AJ. You know how to spell Oxycontin.
O-X-Y. T-O-C-I-N.
Oxytocin.
I love y'all. Oxycontin. I love y'all both. Paige, Oxycontin.
I don't know if I can spell this.
It's not as it looks. It's really not.
O-X-I-C-O-I-D-I-N.
I don't know. It's Oxycontin. O-X-Y-C-O-N-T-I-N.
It doesn't get more phonetic than spell Oxycontin.
Oh, C-O-N Toledo.
There's, look at this screen. O-X-X-Y-C-O-T-T-O-N. Oxycontin. Hey, you sounded it out. All right, here we go.
I think you said Vicodin and threw them off.
Vicodin.
Oxytocin, what AJ spelled, is a thing. It's a hormone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, AJ. All right. Oh. Our last and final word.
Oh, come on.
I know. I would do it forever. I mean, the first word was LSD. I mean, no. All right. Set back and get ready to be entertained. Our last and final word, methamphetamine. Methamphetamine. Quit looking at your Amazon wish list, Brittany.
I have no clue on that.
Well, how about a guess? Meth? Spell it out or sound it out.
Yeah.
M-E-T-H-A-N-E-I-P-H-E-N-E. I don't know.
That's incorrect. AJ for the steal. Sound it out. Methamphetamine.
Can I get another one?
Y-T-H.
What?
E-N.
What?
What'd you just do?
Let him finish.
I-O-N. I have no clue.
It's from mythology. What?
The correct way to spell it. That was Methinian.
Methinian. Hey, I give it a shot.
You did. Paige, you want to give it a shot? This is hard, y'all. I ain't making fun of nobody.
That's a pretty easy word.
M-Y-T-H.
I don't know. M-A-T-H. That's all I know, Meth.
That's why they call it that.
And then amphetamine.
Spell amphetamine.
A-N. Is it A-N or E-N?
Can't tell you.
A-N. F-E-D.
Pip.
I don't know. I've lost
Six.
It. I need to write it down. Seven.
Omlot. Exclamation mark.
You stopped.
Dot, dot. Smiley face emoji. Hashtag blow my brains out emoji.
What did you do?
You want to do it, Fat Bo?
I can't stop.
He's so red right now. He looks like a solo.
Y'all about to kill Fatboy.
He did him 1D8. Major stop. Did you stop? Jesus.
I don't know.
Man, this has been the best. Is there any way? Is there any way?
It's a fat boy question.
Let me ask you this. AJ, are you married? You got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir. God damn. Married.
Oh, well. Would she let you take Brittany to the Papa Roach concert?
Seriously, not that one.
Y'all aren't going to be able to read the signs to get there.
Tom App is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. On my clicker, stick, and move. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and whatnot. Don't forget that I believe next Wednesday we will be doing the Rise Guys graduation ceremony.
Yeah, we will be doing something for the grads.
So if you know or are related or maybe even are a graduate of high school or college this year and you ain't getting no ceremonies, we're going to do a reading of names on the show.
Yes, we will congratulate you, even if nobody else will.
Yeah, and we're going to do it with pom-poms and circumstances. So yes, it should be full, the full regalia will be going on.
You got that 10 hours of Macho Man theme song looped?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can email that information. Tell us the name, the school or college or university, and their name and where they're from. And then we'll knock that out, right?
Yeah, we will. We will. We will take real good care of you on that.
All right, then.
Reading your name. Hopefully correctly.
Get today's podcast. It's real easy. Just go to theriseguys.com. You can go to Apple Podcasts. You can go to Google Play. You can go to Stitcher. You go to radio.com app. Anywhere you can get podcasts, or just text podcast to 72341.
What are you going to do the rest of the day, Matt, man?
Can't say it on the radio. We would get in trouble, and there would be meetings.
Well, will you tell me tomorrow morning when we come back?
I'll text you first thing when I wake up, actually.
Okay.
I usually do that, yeah. Yeah, I usually do.
Okay.
All right. Paige will rock you at work next, and Fat Boy.
Maybe. I get to get out of here.
Fat Boy is here. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. Be careful. Be blessed. Woo. Wash your hands. It is good. Thank you.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next.
Bad baby's back.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.